Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Every now and then we talk about cars. Tom Appel joins us. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. Tom, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
We've got in the last couple of days to gas versus electric. And one of our listeners sent me a thing saying that actually batteries that are charged with electricity that is generated by coal-burning plants are actually not that much more efficient, better for the environment, say, than gasoline-powered cars. What's your thought about that, environmentally speaking?
That is a topic of hot debate, and there's a sort of a tangential conversation about moving batteries around being an expensive and carbon footprint heavy thing. But in truth, most of the studies I've seen, even in coal-burning areas where electricity is coal-supplied, it turns out that the vehicles are at least a third cleaner than gas-burning vehicles and often two-thirds cleaner.
The vehicles are, but I mean, so a lot of people are saying, okay, lithium batteries, after time, will be done, and then they've got to be put in the landfill. I guess that doesn't have much to do with the carbon footprint, but that's disturbing to people.
Yeah, and lithium is messy stuff. It's messy to mine, and that's something that needs to be cleaned up, and I think that most pro-EV vehicles will admit that. The good news about lithium is that the plan is, because lithium is expensive, difficult to mine, and not available geographically very equitably, it's mostly from China and South America, that the plan is, and this is just a plan at this point, to recycle batteries to the point where in 20 or 30 years we won't need that much lithium in the cycle because we have it already in the recycling system.
I don't know if these things cancel each other out, but again, this is what people were saying to us yesterday. You've got to mine the lithium. That takes tractors and machines, and then you've got to ship the lithium, and then you've got to produce the lithium battery. All of these processes create pollution. But then other people said, okay, so that makes electric dirtier, but gas at the pump is driven in a tanker truck that's polluting even as it's on its way to give you the gas, which you're going to pollute with. So, you know, maybe gasoline isn't any better in terms of getting it to market. I don't know, which is the cleaner fuel that way.
Yeah, and lithium's a one-time thing. The battery should last the life of the vehicle. And that projections now are that car batteries, EV car batteries, will last the life of the vehicle. So you're doing that for once every 10 or 15 years. So that does sort of cancel out over time. Additionally, as you noted, yeah, fossil fuels need to be perpetually drilled and refined and then shipped to gas stations.
So is it your industry position, your read on the industry? Tom Appel's on the phone line. This is his business. In fact, electric cars are better for the environment, have a lower carbon footprint in the long run.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And as we move away from coal-fired electric plants, it'll get even better. One of the interesting things that people can check out, too, is MPG versus MPGE. This is something that the EPA does for us, and that's miles per gallon versus miles per gallon equivalent. And you can quickly look if you just check and compare like-sized vehicles that are gasoline and electric, and you'll see that the equivalent, the energy equivalent electric vehicle, generally four times more efficient than a gasoline car. And that's sort of the core of the situation here, is that electric vehicles are just much more energy efficient.
Boy, and if you had a solar hookup for charging your battery, that would be a good thing too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and early in the EV era, there were people who were selling those. So they were solar systems for your house. And I think ultimately they weren't that practical, especially in the Midwest or someplace more dreary where there's less sun. You were paying a lot of money, and then you still needed to have batteries on site to collect that energy full time. Ultimately, if you live near a solar farm, that's fantastic. It doesn't seem like something that's practical for the individual.
You know, I hope that's changing. I was talking to a guy who's in that business in the Chicago area recently, and he still likes the viability of that. Let me read you a text message that came in yesterday. Tell me if this is true. All those lithium batteries require cobalt 5 as well, and the batteries themselves are good for about 2,000 charge cycles, meaning after about 5 years of daily charges, the batteries stop accepting a charge, and then you need a new one for about $12,000 on a Tesla. Is any of that true, what I just read?
Oh, the cost of the battery replacement sounds right. A Tesla 100 kilowatt hour battery is very expensive. So if you do have to replace it, it is expensive. And that's the kind of thing you think about if your car is approaching the end of its life cycle. But the batteries are lasting far longer than 2,000 charges right now. Toyota predicts that its new bZ4X, which is a compact crossover, an all-electric compact crossover, the battery will diminish maybe 10% in charge capacity over the first 5 years. Which is a long way from failing.
Got about 30 seconds left. I may have asked you this last time, Tom. Is it too soon? You never want to be the first person to buy a new product. Is it too soon to buy all electric cars, or do you think the price and the technology have evolved enough that it's a pretty good idea right now?
It's a good idea if you are in a position to install a level 2 home charger. Otherwise, it doesn't make a lot of economic sense because the public charging, if you had to rely on that, very expensive, and there is no cost savings over gas.
Okay, Tom, I guess we can read more about this on your site. How do we click on to find out more from you?
Yeah, check out consumerguide.com, and from there you can stream or you can just download anywhere the Car Stuff podcast.
It's good to talk to you. Thanks for your help today, Tom.
Oh, thank you.